This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Pacers outlasted the Wolves in preseason NBA basketball at the Target Center last night. Final in overtime, 135-134. Minnesota head coach Chris Finch says Indiana beat them in transition.
They're going to test your ability to get back, and it's not just getting back. It's also, you know, getting back and getting that ball contained nice and early, which we struggle with. But, you know, we were trying to mix in a lot of zone at times, too. They looked like they were way sharper and quicker than we were to everything they were trying to get to, and we were reacting a lot.
Johnny Juzang scored 20 off the bench for Minnesota. The Gopher men's basketball team will host the Maroon and Gold scrimmage this Saturday afternoon at Williams Arena. It's part of homecoming week and will give fans attending the Gopher football game against Purdue a sneak peek at the men's basketball team. The basketball scrimmage starts at 2:30. The football game kicks off at 6:30. Head football coach PJ Fleck says homecoming special for his program.
You got over 200 players coming back, which, you know, when we first got there, we did the same thing. And we had 40 players. And now we have over 200 from all different generations and different decades, and very excited to have those guys back on campus and be around our football program.
There are tickets still available for the football game at gophersports.com. The 14th-ranked Gopher volleyball team has a home match tonight against UCLA. Minnesota head coach Keegan Cook says his team has injury issues, but they're working hard to overcome those.
I just like the enthusiasm to be coached and the willingness to be coached, and there's just some stuff that we're not great at, and because we're young, and that's about the only reason why you don't want to be great at something. And so I like their response every time that it's been difficult individually or collectively. I like that there's been a positive response from them. I think that is the sign of a good culture and a good team when the athletes are responding. You can't control everything that happens to you individually or collectively, but what does the next match look like? What does the next practice look like? So far, they've been passing that test.
Match time tonight, 7 o'clock. This is MNN Sports.